The Secret Lagoon, a meditative bedtime tale. Would you like to hear a bedtime story? If so, snuggle up in bed, get nice and comfortable, and when you're ready, close your eyes. Many people think it's wonderful to have a brother or sister, but a small brown bear named Brody didn't think so. Brody, his parents, and older sister Arwen all lived by the mountains in the very center of Calm Island. There's nothing Brody loved more than to play in the woods. When he'd discover springy tamarack trees, he'd run and jump on top of them. He'd climb up, climb down, and climb all the way back up again. He'd walk along the bent-over trees as though he were walking a tightrope. Brody would play in the trees until his older sister Arwen would yell for him to come down. Another thing he loved to do was play King of the Mountains with all his cub friends. They'd run up and down the hills until Arwen would yell it was time to come home. Brody would always stay within 100 feet of the mountains. If he traveled any further than that into the woods, his parents would worry. The few times he tried stepping beyond the boundary, his older sister Arwen would scold him. "You're not allowed to go that far," she'd say. Brody would stick his tongue out at her and turn around. He didn't like being told what to do, but of course he didn't want to get into trouble. If only he didn't have an older sister. Then he could do whatever he wanted. He'd be able to climb the tallest trees without her warning that he might fall. He'd be able to play with the older bears, who she'd caution could get rough. And he'd be able to finally explore what that gushing sound was that he'd often hear when he got to the edge of the forest. On Brody's 8th birthday, he woke up to a house full of decorations. Blue, pink, and white balloons were strung from the ceiling. His father served his favorite breakfast: walnuts, blackberries, and wild salmon. "Here's your birthday present," his mother said, handing him a green diamond-shaped kite. "I love it," he said, rising to stand. "Well, you can try it out after you finish your breakfast," his mother sat him back down. Once Brody finished breakfast and helped his mother clean up, he left the house with his kite in hand. "Can I come too?" Arwen asked. "No," Brody said. "It's my birthday, and I want to fly my kite on my own. You're bossy and never let me do anything fun." "I'm only bossy because I have to look out for you," Arwen said. "If it weren't for me, you'd fall out of trees and hurt yourself, or you'd fall into the water, and you know very well you can't swim." Brody ignored his older sister and ran to the nearest wide open field. He sprinted along the thick spring grass, which was tall enough to reach his knees. The smell of dandelions filled the air. Brody looked up at the blue sky above. He noticed all the white clouds floating in the sky. There were clouds shaped like pine cones, and clouds shaped like caves. There were clouds shaped like owls and giraffes. The wind gusted through the trees, blowing the leaves off their branches and through the air. "What a perfect place to fly my kite," Brody thought. He turned around so his back faced the wind. Then he held his kite up and slowly let the line out. Within moments, the wind picked the kite up and lifted it away. It lifted far away from Brody until he pulled in on the line and it rose up, up, up towards the sky. Brody's kite flew high above for a long, long time. He wondered how long he could keep it flying in the sky. Then Brody heard a deep, deep humming sound close to his ear. He looked beside him and saw a small hummingbird. She was beautiful with an emerald green head, a vibrant red neck, and a long pointed beak. She flew forwards, backwards, sideways, and even upside down. "What a lovely kite," the hummingbird said as her wings flapped rapidly. "It's my birthday gift," Brody said. "Well, happy birthday. I don't have anything to offer you as a gift, but I could bring you to one of the most magical places on Calm Island. It's in a hidden location that very few people know about." "I'd love to come," Brody said. "Where is it?" "It's over the field, through the woods, beyond the trees, and past the brook." "Oh," Brody said, "I'd love to come, but I'm not allowed to travel that far." "That's too bad," the hummingbird said. "It's my favorite place in the world." Brody lowered his kite to the ground and plopped himself down to think. He thought, and then thought some more. All his thoughts were about how much he'd love to visit the magical, hidden place the hummingbird spoke of. Then he made a decision. "Since it's my birthday, I think I'll come. Besides, Arwen isn't here, so no one will find out." "Follow me," the hummingbird said. Brody picked up his kite and followed the beautiful, vibrant hummingbird. She guided him across the windy field, past the tall, thick grass, until they reached the woods. Then they entered the woods, passing the elm trees and oak trees. Brody climbed across the damp, muddy ground as the hummingbird flew ahead through the leaves and branches. When they came to the glistening brook, whose water trickled softly through the rocks, Brody knew they must be getting close. Sure enough, after a little while, Brody began hearing the gushing sound he'd always been curious about. He crawled further and further along until eventually they came to a clearing. Brody found himself standing in the most beautiful, most peaceful, most serene setting he'd ever witnessed. He'd been brought to a secret lagoon where luscious green trees surrounded a majestic, gushing waterfall. The water fell from a tall, tall cliff that towered above so high you could scarcely see where the water was coming from. It cascaded down slowly but forcefully. The water tumbled down thunderously into the huge pool of water below, where it splashed, misted, and then settled. It sounded like a symphony of music. Brody stood in the presence of the waterfall as it tumbled and gushed around him. He felt the cool mist on his face from the water splashing. Then he noticed his friend, the vibrantly colored hummingbird, fluttering around. She began to lead Brody just behind the waterfall. They roamed along together until Brody noticed a hidden staircase. On one side, the water tumbled down like a waterfall of gushing water, dancing down and pummeling into the pond below. On the other side was a row of the tallest trees, trees whose branches extended out and above to create a canopy. The bright sun beamed down between the trees' branches. And when Brody and the hummingbird crossed the staircase, they came upon a large pond. Brody closed his eyes and inhaled the sweet scent of the water summer breeze. He listened to the birds chirping and fluttering around him. Then he became curious about the temperature of the water. Was it warm or was it cool? He stepped closer to the edge and crouched down, then placed one of his small paws into the pond. As he bent down, a gust of wind came and lifted his kite, blowing it into the middle of the pond. "Oh no," Brody cried. "My kite, my birthday present. I don't know how to swim to retrieve it." "I'm much too small to help," said the hummingbird, as they helplessly watched the kite float further away. Tears slowly fell down Brody's face and collected in the water. As his tears dropped, they rippled in ever-widening circles until they disappeared. Then he heard a voice call out from behind him. "I'll get your kite," said the voice. Brody turned around to find Arwen, his older sister, standing behind him. "How did you get here?" he asked. "I followed you, of course," she said. "I followed you through the windy field, past the tall, thick grass, until you reached the woods. And I followed you into the woods, past the elm trees and oak trees, across the damp, muddy ground, until you reached the glistening brook whose water trickled softly through the rocks. I followed you until you reached the secret lagoon. Did you think I'd let you wander into the woods by yourself?" "Why didn't you stop me when you saw me going so far?" Brody asked. "Because it's your birthday. I didn't want to make you stop, but I also would never let you wander away on your own. I'm your big sister, after all." Then Arwen stepped past Brody and swam into the pond until she reached his kite. She lifted it and then swam back towards him. Arwen climbed out of the water and shook herself dry. "Happy birthday," she said, handing Brody his kite. "Thank you, Arwen," Brody said, wrapping his arms around her in a tight, warm hug. "You're the best sister ever." Then Brody and Arwen spent the rest of the afternoon lying by the rocks together, enjoying the glorious waterfall. They watched the water streaming down, splashing and swirling. Each drop of water gleamed as the sun hit its surface. They enjoyed the warmth of the sun on their bodies. They enjoyed the musical sounds of the waterfall as the water tumbled down into the pond. And they became more and more tired as the trickling sound of the water relaxed them. They listened to the waves of the water swish back and forth. Their bellies began rising and falling, as their breath grew deeper. Their bodies felt heavy and tired in this peaceful paradise. They began to feel more and more relaxed, until brother and sister each fell fast asleep. Deep peace, deep sleep. Deep peace, deep sleep.